It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. This is Pinky the Pig. And it's time for our show. Thank you for listening to our show from all over planet Earth. And we know that the universe is also listening. We are very aware of that. And we thank you for listening, where you can listen, laugh, and learn with Pinky the Pig and Mildred the Moo Cow, my excellent friend. She's right here.
Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky, my excellent friend?
I'm doing really, really good. How is my Mildred, excellent friend?
I'm doing really, really good.
Yes, nice. So guess what?
What?
Yesterday we went over to the feed store.
Yeah.
You know, when we go over, Mr. Green Jeans, he's the guy that owns the feed store.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Green Jeans.
Yeah, you know, his family, he knows some people from Australia. You know, they have kangaroos there.
Right.
And there's a lot of boats there and people that drive the boats.
Okay.
Anyway, so Mr. Green Jeans, he was there and, you know, he's a really good gardener.
Yeah, oh yeah. Mr. Green Jeans, yeah, he has a green thumb.
He has a heart of gold, too.
Yeah.
And he's quite a handyman. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but he plays the violin.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mr. Green Jeans?
Yeah, and he used to be a Marine.
Wow.
And he has high hopes.
Like high apple pie in the sky hopes?
Yeah. Farmer Tommy said that he raised these ants, and the ants can move a rubber tree plant. What? I don't know. Farmer Tommy said Mr. Green Jeans has ants that move rubber tree plants.
Okay.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Okay, Pinky.
And he's really good at solving problems. Oops, there goes another problem, ker-plop.
Gotcha.
Because he has high hopes.
Yes.
And he wears green jeans. And then he wears that green jacket. I know most people wear blue jeans, but he wears green jeans. They're made out of denim. His jeans and his jacket. Sometimes on a weekend, he wears the green overalls.
Oh, they come, the pants are attached to the top, the overalls.
Yeah, they're green, Mr. Green Jeans.
Right.
So anyway, so we pull up to the feed store where Mr. Green Jean owns.
Right.
And we get out, and I had to put on my jacket. I have to have a special jacket so I can go inside the store.
Right.
So anyway, we come around the corner, we get to Mr. Green Jean's feed store. Oh my, there's a giant totem pole out front.
Oh, a totem pole? It wasn't there before?
No, brand new. We just got it. It came from Washington State, not Washington, D.C., where all the goofy politician stuff goes on.
Pinky.
I don't know. I just don't understand all that politics.
I don't either.
But anyway, so the totem pole come from all the way from Washington State.
Right. Well, that's where they're from. Totem poles, they're like big, big carvings. They're monumental, and that's where they come from. They're made from large trees. They come from, you know, the western part, northwest, and they're usually made out of red cedar, and, you know, it's kind of the northwest coast. It's Northwest Coastal Art. Northern California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, and parts of Western Canada. So it comes from the indigenous people.
Yeah, indigenous. We know that word.
Right. And it comes from the people who lived there, you know, before the European settlers arrived in the 16th century. the Northwest Native American Indians.
Yeah, but this one is new. It's not old.
Right, but I'm not saying it came from way back then. I'm just saying that's where it came from.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's so cool to look at. Has people, has a person, and it has an animal. I saw a goose on there. I'm not sure what else was on there, but there were some colors.
Well, yeah, the colors are very symbolic. Like the red, that's the symbol for blood.
Yeah.
In yellow, that's the sun, you know, with the light and happiness.
Yeah.
And then green, that's the earth with the hills and the trees and the mountains.
Yeah, it had all those colors on there for sure. Beautiful. It's huge.
That's nice. Right. The totem poles, they represent the farming and the hunting and the gathering.
And Lady Lynette said she saw a mythological creature on there.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, the totem pole, you know, it has the emblems of the animals and the birds and insects and mythological creatures.
Yeah, she saw it. She was talking about it when we got home, but I didn't see that part.
Right.
But I saw goose.
Yeah, the goose, that symbolizes, you know, the family and being able to communicate.
Yeah.
And the other symbolic totems that are carved in the giant trees, there's the owl. That's of wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
And the hawk, that's a messenger.
Yeah.
Eagles, that symbolizes great strength and the divine spirit.
Yeah.
And the fox, that signifies being clever.
Yeah.
And then horses, that's all about being peaceful.
Nice. Well, Mildred, I have to tell you, it was really quite the experience driving to the feed store and Mr. Green Jean's feed store. We come around the corner and we see that big totem pole, never been there before. We're looking at it. It was so spectacular. It's really beautiful.
That's nice, Pinky. And I'm sure Mr. Green Jean has a lot of pride to be able to display it out front of his shop, you know, for his friends and his customers. It's just a majestic carving.
Yeah, it's cool. Okay, time for a pretty poem now.
Okay. This poem is titled Totem Poles by Robert Jeffries.
Okay.
The totem pole is the medium, the carvings on it, the message of telling of distant scenes, forgotten faces, history wrought by hand of lives known from whispered tales heard by children. And imprinted on nature's giants of the forest, from ringed years of growth to a human story, intertwined by time in nature's cauldron of sun and wind and rain. A divine connection of elemental forces celebrated by voice and hand, and a tribute to origins among the whispering trees and human songs of the people below.
Oh, good one, Mildred.
Okay, Pinky, we have time for one more quote here. This is by Haruki Murakami.
Okay.
It was the greatest stroke of good fortune he had ever encountered in life. In other words, he had finally worked his way up to the lowest spot on the totem pole.
Oh, boy, that one makes you think, huh?
Sure does.
Okay, Mildred, well, thank you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Love you.
I love you.